Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A woman calls 911 and paramedic Adam Ferguson and his partner arrive to take her to the hospital. Ferguson gives the woman 4 painkillers, including morphine, and 2 sedatives before loading her into the ambulance. Once inside and alone with the patient, Ferguson sex assaults the woman.
Nancy, in addition to the morphine, the woman was dosed with the painkiller Toradol, Dilaudid, a narcotic, the sedative Ativan, and an anti-anxiety medication, Verst, that causes drowsiness. The woman was likely just conscious or completely unconscious. Ferguson was put on administrative leave 2 days after the incident until authorities completed their investigation.
Ferguson, 42, now charged with 3 counts, aggravated sex battery. A Texas high school closes early and sends 2,000 students home after a strong odor sends 7 students to the hospital with nausea and headaches. The next day, the smell returns, so school security reviews camera footage and notices students Diego Flores and David Navarrete Arce walking the halls with aerosol cans. When questioned, they produce 2 small cans labeled fart spray and say it was supposed to be a senior prank. Administrators turn the teens over to authorities, and both are now charged with possession of prohibited weapons. Oh, toot. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in Maryland's capital city say that a man has been charged in connection with a shooting that left 3 people dead, including a father and son, and 3 others wounded during a quarrel in his neighborhood. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
43-year-old Charles Robert Smith of Annapolis has been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder, 3 charges of attempted second-degree murder, assault, and other felonies. Annapolis Police Chief Edward Jackson says that Smith, a resident of the block where the incident took place, used both a handgun and a long rifle. The police chief reported that Smith turned himself in calmly and he was ordered held without bond. Jackson identified the victims as 55-year-old Nicholas Morales of Odenton, Maryland, 27-year-old Mario Antonio Morales Ruiz, and 25-year-old Christian Marlon Segovia, both of Annapolis.
Police responded to the home around 7:50 p.m. Sunday night and found 6 people had been shot. Chief Jackson says the 3 wounded were in stable condition. During a memorial service for a black mother fatally murdered in front of her 9-year-old son by a white neighbor who fired through the door of her Central Florida home, civil rights activists and preachers demanded justice. A.G.K. Owens was remembered for her steadfast faith and her love for her children. The Reverend Al Sharpton, civil rights lawyer Ben Crump, and other speakers during a 3-hour service at a church in Ocala, Florida, linked Owens' death to the recent murders of other black Americans, including Trayvon Martin in Florida by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer and George Floyd in Minneapolis by police officers. Owens, a 35-year-old mother of 4 who went by the name AJ, was killed June 2nd in Ocala, about 83 miles north of Orlando. Her neighbor, 58-year-old Susan Louise Lawrence, is charged with battery, 2 counts of assault, culpable negligence, and first-degree criminal manslaughter with a firearm. During a detention hearing Monday, the Utah author who wrote a children's book about grieving and the months following her husband's death is now facing charges of poisoning him. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
During the detention hearing, the mother of 3 was referred to by her sister-in-law as, quote, desperate, greedy, and extremely manipulative. A judge ruled that 33-year-old Corey Richens will remain behind bars throughout the duration of her trial on murder and drug-related allegations. Last month, charges were brought against Richens, turning her case into a true crime sensation as the public became engrossed in the storybook, Are You With Me?, about a father with angel wings who watches over his children after he passes away. That also led the public to scrutinize statements Richens made to promote the book as a means of easing children's grief.
The detention hearing gave Richens' lawyers and the prosecution an opportunity to preview their cases and present opposing explanations for what happened. In federal court, the mother of a 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher admitted to using marijuana while in possession of a gun, a violation of U.S. law. As more states move to legalize pot, this is a federal offense that's coming under closer scrutiny. According to prosecutors, when Deja Taylor purchased the firearm her son later used to shoot Abby Zwirner in her Newport News classroom, she lied about her marijuana use on a form. The first grade teacher was severely injured and underwent many surgeries. Taylor's legal team negotiated and agreed to a plea with the prosecution, calling for a sentence of 18 to 24 months in jail. Sentencing in the case is set for October 18th.
Brianna Weber gets into an argument with her boyfriend and becomes very upset throwing things. Weber leaves their Flint, Michigan home on foot to get some air and meets a friend at a nearby gas station. The two go to a nightclub and the friend drops Weber at another gas station further from home. Seen on surveillance video, Weber carrying her purse appears panicked and holding onto shelves for balance. Weber eventually heads toward home on foot. She never makes it. Weber's cell phone found left behind in the friend's car, her purse found in a ditch not far from her home. Weber now missing nearly 6 years. If you have info on Brianna Weber, please call Flint Township PD 810-600-3250. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.